I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Trump's duff. Listen as Chelsea Handler tells us who President Trump's designated ugly fat friend is in the White House, and Jimmy Fallon is here to tell us which companies gave money to Trump's inauguration, and what else they can give. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
As we near in on the first 100 days of Trump's administration, it is very hard to keep up with all the winning that's going on. But there's a hashtag tremendous problem brewing at the White House that has me partly engaged and fully aroused. This guy's days appear to be numbered. Now that Bannon's bloated, gin-soaked face is on the chopping block, I finally understand why Trump likes having him around. He's Trump's duff. Designated ugly fat friend.
Let's get to some news here. Some documents just came out that show which companies gave money to Trump's inauguration. And it turns out UPS was one of the biggest donors. UPS. People are like, great, now can you teach him how to deliver? And you go, oh, well, then.
Trump told Bannon and Kushner, if they don't take care of this, he will. Which means he's going to go golfing and let someone else figure it out. The battle is shaping up to be a sequel to World War II. There are Nazis and Jews and Russians. The Jewish side of me is rooting for Kushner, but the German side of me is rooting for David Hasselhoff. He does deserve applause.
Listen to this. A new article claims that people who work for Trump are loyal to him in the media, but they actually whisper about him behind his back all the time. A few of them have even been caught doing it on camera. Here, take a look at this.
Nation's capital.
Trump sucks. This guy sucks. Trump sucks big time.
While the people.
Trump sucks. Come with me if you think Trump sucks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he sucks. Let's go.
Hey, Trump sucks. Trump sucks.
Trump sucks. Trump sucks.
I mean, they could have been more discreet about that.
That was the inauguration, too, you think.
Trump hates that hashtag President Bannon is always trending on Twitter, and he can't stand the fact that if you type Bannon is into Google, the first result is Bannon is president. And the second result is Bannon is the real president.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.